What's up, y'all? It's me. It's me. You know what it is, the LEEBOY TV. You should know by now. We've done this 100 times. Well, actually, I've been here about 50, 60 times. But this man, the PRIME, has officially been here for 100 episodes. This is our 100th episode. It's going down today. We're going to recap some of the best moments from the PNP, the Prime Nostalgia Podcast so far. And I'm super excited, man. This is a hell of a milestone, man. Congratulations to you, first of all, for actually being a part of all 100. You know, I can congratulate myself later, but I mean, okay. I'm still here. I'm still part of it, so I feel blessed. I feel blessed to be at 100. You know what I'm saying? A whole century of these amazing highlights and amazing reviews and top five lists and amazing guests. We done it all, man. We've had a lot of great moments so far on the Prime Nostalgia Podcast, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Yep. And we got a lot more. I mean, come on. You do more at the 100. Yeah, it's good. You know, I just gotta say it's good. Actually, I didn't make a list, but
Wait, you got a speech? You about to thank some people or what?
Nah, I'm just looking at the time. I'm just happy.
You should. So I gotta be, say, man.
I'm gonna keep it short and simple, like a Kids' Choice Award speech. We had a lot of good stuff. Actually, a lot of stuff we got here is voted on by the people. You know, they actually voted on stuff they like. So, I don't know. Should we get to some of these moments? It's kind of like a clip show of y'all, you know.
Yeah, y'all, man. Y'all, let's y'all get watching to some those shows know the clips. Clip show. I knew is. I had a bunch of stuff that I had in mind that were some of our top moments. So I'm very anxious to see what the actual fans, listeners, and supporters thought about their top moments. So what's up, man? What we got first?
First we got a person that we had a person that had us. First of all, they had a story come on about them. Nothing bad about them, but like they were treated wrongly in their workplace. And he was like, it was supposed to record. They was like, hold up. Wait for this TMZ article to come out so that I could be the first one to talk about it on your show. But yeah. Speaking on quote unquote Angela for a minute, your hair, like literally maybe the best hair on a show ever, I would probably say.
Thank you. Yeah. I've got a lot of comments on the hair. People don't know that I did my hair. I did my own hair. So it didn't always look so great and polished every episode. Sometimes I was like, ooh, gosh. But I did. I right the night before taping, I'd be up doing micro braids, you know. And I just, you know, I don't know why I didn't just hire someone, but it just wouldn't come out the way I would want it when I wanted it. And the hairdressers really for the show really were for that, you know. This I'm the only black person. Mm-hmm. I can't ask Lori Heaps to come over and do micro braids the night before. So I don't blame them. Like it's, you know, this bad. But maybe they should have hired someone, but maybe they didn't have the budget.
So yeah, that was just some, you know, some clips, some moments from that episode. And actually, I believe you have a moment, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, man. And this actually happened pretty recently. This was, I think, our 97th episode. So just a few back, we had an amazing group of actors and actresses that came on and they talked about their experiences from back in the 90s with a movie that just got an awesome reboot. That reboot is called A New Legacy, but if you want to hear about the family from the original, then you got to watch this.
Mm-hmm. I knew who Jordan was. I was a basketball fan. I was into sports and all that, but at the same time, I was real nonchalant about the experience, so much so that I got signed Jordans. He signed my number. Mm-hmm. He signed my number 12s, and I was wearing them like
not knowing.
Yeah, I was wearing them like regular. Yeah. Until somebody told me, like, man, like, take them shoes. What are you doing? Like, put them shoes up, man. Like, and I don't even know where them shoes at.
Oh today. Man,
you feel me? I don't know where those shoes at, man.
Yeah, another fan favorite is somebody named after a fruit. Is it a fruit?
Is it a fruit? It's a fruit. It's got a seed. So yeah, it's a fruit.
All right. Somebody named after a fruit, and
I'll say I pronounce her name wrong at least once in the interview.
So. Every time.
A lot of people do. But, it's not just me though.
Well, yes. Aside from a story that she shared with Prince, she has another story about what happened after, after her show ended. So we'll listen to that.
And I actually sat down one day with a newspaper with my mom and was looking at like the jobs. And I said, I can't do any of these. And she said, what do you mean? I was like, well, this is college degree. This says you have to type such and such words a minute. I don't know how to do none of this. The only thing that I could do was phone sex.
Utilizing imaginary talent.
I tried. I got fired.
Yeah, fired. What? How did you get? You gotta tell this story. How you get fired?
I did phone sex for 4 days, and my fourth day, I got a caller who kept saying "cry." So at first, I was like, watching TV, and then I got tired of crying, so I hung up. And then he called back, and he called me out of my name. I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss on this. He said,
"Yeah, you can say whatever."
Well, he said, cry, bitch. And I was like, bitch. So I said, for a minute, and I hung up. And he called back and said, bitch, you keep hanging up on me. I said, fucking cry. What the fuck is wrong with you? Is you crazy? You really want somebody to cry? You got some famous. So then the phone said, ding, and it got disconnected. They called me back and told me, it was like, operator 3958. The customer's always right. You cannot argue with them. Da-da-da-da-da. Before I know it, I done cussed them out too.
Woo! And on this one right here, man, this was a hell of a moment because we actually got a comment from the superstar that's the topic of this clip. And all I gotta say is,
oh my god,
hey, you don't know if this is from my favorite battle. Hey, right. In fact, y'all just check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, what's your number 9 then?
Johnny Gill, my.
Okay.
You sure look good tonight. So part of me putting together my list, obviously I had to get back in tune. What was big for me was the bridges on these songs. Because you can always remember the hooks, and maybe sometimes at the beginning of the first verse are stand out a lot. So I went to a lot of the end of the songs just to hear, like, did I used to really get down? And when you hear Johnny Gill hitting the like, he is serious.
So, yeah, obviously, you see how wild and crazy he can get on stage, as well as Leeway can get on.
Hey, thank you for that comment, bro. You just solidified my whole career with that. Hey, if I could only be like that guy, Johnny, man. One day, I'm going to get it together.
Well, yes, Johnny, yeah. Johnny
crazy. I'm sorry.
Got a lot of friends though. And speaking of friends, we actually did an episode that a lot of people like when we talk about friends. So we might have to bring something similar like that back. But this episode, you gotta check out this clip.
I think the funniest dynamic in Martin is when whatever is happening, whatever is going wrong, Cole is saying like a stupid suggestion, and Martin is getting upset with Cole, and then Tommy come out of nowhere. Well, you know. I got you. I can help you. And then they say, good, we're there or something. He say, I know somebody from my job. And that's when he'd be like, you ain't got no job.
Man.
That just makes it funny. It's like, whatever's going wrong, Tommy be like, I can help you with somebody from my job. And he don't got a job, which like, it makes it funnier. I don't know why that's.
This clip is actually from an episode before I even got on, but the topic reigns supreme. If you are a fan of nostalgia, then you obviously love this little segment of nostalgia. It's amazing. There's great. I've talked about some of the movies, like what was that Halloween movie you had me talking
Halloween
about?
Town.
Look, I don't even know because I ain't see it, but There's a whole episode about all the greats. So y'all check this out, this clip, man. Check it out.
Spoiler alert, she just broke up with him. So he like on his own. He is walking in the mountains of Utah, Arizona, wherever this is at, in the valley, wherever he at, and anything by his own, saying, I got a bed on it. Oh my God. This scene of him in it, just in the wild, just singing and going crazy and throwing stuff and acting crazy is a good. It was good.
This group of people, I think they put this on here just to spite me. This is very, very, very recent. As recent as last episode. And I think y'all know where I'm going with this.
I've already mentioned him once today. Let me see that thong. Baby, when did you go? Baby, when did your booty go? That thong, da dong, thong, thong. Yeah, come on.
I swear, I was about to say. So before you even say that, I was about to say, if you say Cisco, I'm leaving.
Cisco, best, one of the best R&B artists of all time. That boy Cisco, obviously he became a joke because of his platinum hair, gold hair, the thong song. But if you look
doing at the flip for no reason,
doing flip, that's what makes him one of the best.
Doing the flip on the beach,
yeah, amazing, amazing.
Okay,
woo! And look, that one was music related. This next clip was also music related. A lot of people love when I sung a certain melody, medley. Melody? Either one.
Medley.
Yeah, this one's a medley for sure. With melodies. Anyway. But yeah, it was nice how, you gotta admit, it was nice the way I like mastered it in, mixed it up. It sounded like a whole DJ set, bro. Like, I knew what was going on with this particular group that is near and dear to my heart and my experience on TV. You guys check out this clip. Well, it's just an introduction before you blow your mind. The show is all of that. And yes, we do it all. The and I creep. Yeah. Just keep it on. Oh, look, I'm doing a mix. Look. Don't go change your water. To stick to the river. Look, I just messed up the words. Please stick to the river and the link that you do. So,
before we go further.
Girl, I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is a guy, don't get no love from me. And remember the Pigeons remix? Man, that was a joint. But no.
Before you go further, that is higher on my list. So
look, I didn't went through the whole mix.
All right. So obviously, I mean, I guess y'all just like music related episodes because like this next one has got to do with music as well. Let's go back to Christmas.
We got a
suggestion from a lot of people, but this one suggestion from Kel Mitchell at I am Kel Mitchell.
The Kel he suggested Mitchell.
A certain song, and y'all know the rest. Before we get to this, the last person, Kel Mitchell, song that Kel said is What You Want for Christmas by the Quad City DJs. So, yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
One of the peak moments, I believe, from this podcast. One of the hottest moments because we got started together around March, April. Really got cooking in the summer. And then things really heated up when we had that All That Cast Zoom reunion. It was literally a party. And we had so many All That Cast members, I believe 14 or 15. We had not only the giveaway, but also the kickback with everyone. And it was just an amazing time. And, you know, we had everybody, including Gabrielle Nevaeh from the new cast. So y'all check out this clip. If you haven't seen this already, shame on you. Go back and watch it because it was dope. And one of the few All That reunions that are actually online.
The big question that we have a debate on. We always have this debate. What intro was the best intro?
Ooh. It's just an intro. That's
you want to start?
You
want to start like a Zoom fight right on?
Guns blazing immediately.
There can only be one.
We have had a lot of guests on our show. A lot of people like to bring up Keenan, Tommy Davidson, John Amos. It's a lot of guests.
Yeah,
it's a lot of guests we had in the beginning as well.
Yeah, but man. Look, before you start, I gotta start off and shout out our first guest, Marcus Polk. At least since I've been on, the first guest that I was able to bring in, homie from way back in the day. So thank you so much for coming on and getting us started off again. Because obviously you had me, you had Trina McGee, you had Christy Knowles, and some other people. But that was the beginning for me. That was my first time actually interviewing a celebrity. So I'm gonna always remember that as far as me and my history.
Weirdly enough, I never even wanted to quote unquote interview people about their entertainment life. I wanted to like just talk
just
to them.
Wanted to kick the shit and kick it and talk.
Yeah, because they regular people. They don't want to talk about Nickelodeon all day. Like they lived it. You think Kale right. want to talk about orange soda all day? No.
I think for me, I just, you know, knowing some of these people, a lot of the people that, you know, I've been able to acquire as guests, at least, you should know which ones are actually my friends. I had questions that I always wanted to ask them, like the RJ Smiths or the Jermaine Williams, you know, having Denzel Whitaker was on. It was great to actually get inside his head and ask them some questions about all that and his progression from that. So I just relate to a lot of these guys and wanted to have certain questions, but I know that's different from the direction you originally had intended on. So,
well, yeah, no, I just wanted to not, I mean, I just wanted to just not, you know, just talk about like, that's why I be trying to invite them to topics and stuff. Cause that's what I wanted to do, more like topics, but I guess for their first time was an interview type of thing and then topics. So that makes sense. All right. So we got a video coming up. I have not only seen two entries of this. So this would be a surprise to me as well. I do know who sent in videos, but I don't know what they are or what they say. So,
hey, and can you see it?
Yeah. So we're going to start off with Danny Timberelli and we'll see. How long is this? 13 minutes?
It is 13 minutes long. So, dope, man. Thank you, everybody, obviously, beforehand. For sending in the videos, we're gonna check it out and see what y'all got for us.
Oh, well, hello there, Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Happy 100th episode. I thought it could be fun if I, gave you a little extra musical stuff, interlude, or you could be your new song just for the day. Sure, you could put some beats behind it. I'm just giving you some piano stems for you to take and do with what you like. But here we go. Ooh, sounds good. It's almost like Doogie Howser. This is your 100th episode. So cool, yeah. Pull on your heartstrings, you will see. Leon and Prime are cool as can be. Again, feel free, take it, leave it. Whatever, 100 episodes.
Hey, congrats on 100 episodes. Let's go ahead and make it 1,000 while we're at it. Keep up the good work. Always a really great podcast to listen to and now watch because now y'all got the visuals as well. I appreciate you guys for having me on when you had me. And like I said, looking forward to more and just keep up the great work. Congrats.
Happy 100 episodes to the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Leon and King Primetime. Iconic, legendary, you are the moment. Juan's not here, but he and I both are wishing you the best and to 100 more episodes. Do it forever. Just keep doing it. Just till you die, man.
I What's up, Prime and Leeboy TV? It's your girl, Alana. Congratulations on 100 podcast episodes. You guys are amazing and hilarious. I love being on your show. I love listening to your show. All the guests that you have, all the polls you do is just the best. So congratulations, and here's to 100 more.
Hey, 100th episode celebration. You already know who it is. Yo, what up? Leeboy Prime, just want to congratulate y'all. This is amazing. Listen, not only to be consistent for 100 episodes, but also the consistency and elevation within quality of the episodes. You already know me. I'm a nostalgia fan. You see it behind me. You see what we working with. Always have fun being on the show. Can't wait till the next time I come on the show. Y'all keep doing your thing. Congratulations. Well deserved.
It's Ashley. I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your 100th episode. Keep up the good work. That's a lot of commitment and a lot of dedication. So good job. I look forward to being on your podcast soon.
Happy 100th episode!
Primary Boy, this is Katie and Bridget from Sisters Who Seen It podcast. We love you guys so much.
We love you. The amount of love you've shown us is inspiring, and we are we're amazed that you got to 100, because that's not easy. That's very, very hard.
From the streets of NYC, to the PNP, congratulations on 100 episodes. It's your boy Maxwell from Z100, and now we have something in common. That number 100, congratulations on 100 episodes. Thank you for letting me be a part of one of the episodes, too, and dude, I don't know how you do it, Prime. You know everything about everything, fam. Like, you're that nostalgia encyclopedia. Matter of fact, I think we're going to call you the Nostalgiapedia. And Lee Boy, pun intended, you're all that, fam. So congratulations on 100 episodes. I'm here about to catch this subway right quick. But I couldn't keep it pushing without saying congrats, congrats, congrats. Here's to 100 more episodes, all right?
Yo, what's good, Lee Boy and Prime? I just wanted to congratulate Prime Nostalgia on this 100th episode. I love the content you guys talk about, and I love the way you guys connect with the fans. I'm all about 90s music, TV, and movies, so this podcast is definitely my favorite. I started tuning in last year, then All That Week, when I had sent you my All That rap, and I want to thank y'all for shouting me out. My favorite episode would have to be the All That Cast Reunion. That was a dope thing you guys put together, and it was great to see all the cast members from different seasons reminiscing. This podcast is great, man. You know, thank you guys for the nostalgic convos and memories. You know, I can't wait to see this podcast grow in the future, man. Y'all are great.
Prime, what is up, my man? Hey, congrats. You have hit 100 episodes, and we here at Another Man's Nostalgia cannot be more proud of you. You told us that we inspired you to start a podcast, which is awesome. Is it better than ours now? Yeah, I would say so. I would free to admit that, but, you know, congrats, man. That's awesome. Congrats on your better podcast than ours. Am I bitter? Yeah, I'll admit that. Yeah, I'll for sure. Yeah, I'm a little bitter about it, but sure. Congrats, buddy. Really proud of you. Keep it up. You're doing some really good stuff. Thanks, man.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Irvin from the Grizzly Podcast. And make sure you guys tap in with my guys, Lee Boy and Prime, over at the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. They're celebrating their 100th episode, so congratulations to them. And make sure y'all stay on your Grizzly.
Congratulations, fellas, on the 100th episode of the podcast. Keep up the good job. It's very informative, very funny. I love it, man. Keep up the good work.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on 100 episodes. Well done.
Congratulations, Prime Nostalgia Podcast, on your 100th episode. You guys are always keeping the Nickelodeon nostalgia alive. Love you so much.
Hey, it's Grace.
And David.
From Back to the Best.
We just wanted to congratulate you on your 100th episode.
That is such an incredible milestone. We're so proud of you. We're huge fans. 100 episodes.
We are, and we can't wait for the next 100. Sorry, we're in a car, by the way.
We love cars, and we love your podcast.
Congratulations. Congrats.
Hey, this one is for Prime and Leon, Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Congratulations on your 100th episode. That is so amazing. I just want to say I'm thankful for both of you guys, for your friendship, for what you teach me about television, film, pop culture, music, and media, and just for the very small part I've been able to play in your journey and getting to know you guys better. So this is just so exciting. And here's to more fantastic episodes. Love you both. Bye.
Prime Nostalgia Podcast, has it been 100 episodes already? Congratulations. I'm so super excited for you guys. I can't wait to see what you have in store for us in the near future. I love your content. I love the fact that you keep us in the know about shows we used to watch back in the day and that you constantly remind me of how old I am. But anyway, congratulations once again, and here's to 100 more.
Mwah. Hey, what's up? It's Quay Morgan Hill, multimedia connector, people connector, radio personality, and podcast host. Go check me out at Quay Morgan Hill on Facebook and IG. But I'm coming to you right now to give a huge shout out to my boys Leon and Prime from the Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Just want to say congrats on 100 episodes. I'm super proud of you guys. You guys are dope. You always bring back the nostalgic in every episode on your podcast. Super happy to have you guys in my life and call you a great friend. So congrats. Kudos. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm super proud of you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Continue what you're doing, and I wish you so much success, happiness, prosperity, and all of the above.
This video is for my main man, Prime, King Primetime, 100 episodes. Do you know how many people quit after 3 episodes, 10 episodes, a couple months? My man Prime has put in 100 episodes. Congratulations. I can't wait for another 100 more. You keep grinding, you keep pushing, you're going to get whatever you want in this life. Just follow what Prime does, baby. Congrats on 100.
Yo, what's up? This is Amy Correa Bell here to wish Prime Nostalgia Podcast a congratulations for 100 episodes. What? Yo, I'm so grateful to have been a part of this podcast because y'all be bringing back all the memories, all the nostalgia from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. So from my heart to yours, congratulations. And come on, man, let's get another 100. Hey.
Yer, what up, Prime? What up, Lee Boy? What's good? It's your man with the many names. You feel me? BCH on the PCH, also known as Chauncey Bass. Hey, dog, I'm just here to say to y'all, congratulations on the 100th episode. I'm proud to have been a part of like at least 3 of them. At least 3, right? Look, the way y'all been moving, the way y'all been, the people y'all been interviewing has been incredible, inspirational. You guys are amazing. I love y'all, and I'm just here to say that, dog. Stay positive, stay beautiful, stay black. You dig?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Latangela from Tyena on Nickelodeon. I just want to give my boy Leon, aka Lee Boy TV, and Prime over there, Prime Nostalgia Podcast, a quick shout out and a big congratulations on their 100th episode. Wishing you many, many, many more great episodes over there. Let's keep the success popping. All right, talk to you guys soon.
Yo. Happy anniversary, 100 episodes, amazing, congratulations, Prime Nostalgia, thank you for having me in one of those 100 episodes. Here's to many, many more, congratulations guys, keep doing what you're doing, peace.
Hey guys, Josh Server here from the original All That. Just want to go ahead and send a big congratulations to Prime Nostalgia Podcast. My friends over there celebrating their 100th episode. Congratulations, guys. I have very fond memories of us getting on the All That Zoom. We had cast members from all the generations of our shows. It was during quarantine. That was so fun. So again, congrats on 100 episodes, and here's to 100 more.
What's up, Prime Nostalgia? It's Max.
And Chris from the Ready to Retro podcast. So we're here to congratulate and celebrate Lee Boy TV and Prime on 100 episodes of the Prime Nostalgia podcast.
We just want to say from Ready to Retro that you guys are awesome. We love listening to your podcast. You guys are crushing the guests. You guys are crushing the nostalgic content. A few months ago, Prime, we were able to meet up, and it was awesome to treat you in Hollywood and got to meet the podcast community in person. What an amazing experience that was. Lee Boy, you will always have a special spot in my heart because, like you, I'm a huge Laker fan, and we're able to connect on that level, and it's so awesome. But just want to say, on behalf of Chris, myself, and Chelsea, who was not able to make it for this recording, but we just want to say a huge thank you. We're rooting for you. It's been 100 episodes, but we're looking forward to another 100, 1,000, 100,000. Let's do 1,000,000. So Prime Nostalgia, you guys are awesome. We love you. Keep it up.
Hey, Prime Nostalgia. It's John and Adam from the Blast From Our Past podcast.
What's up, Prime? What's up, Lee Boy? We are here to say congratulations on 100 episodes. Thank you, guys. Woo, we are so excited for y'all. It's an awesome thing. You guys are killing it out there. Thank you all for having us on your show before. We had a great time talking buddy cop films with y'all. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Congratulations.
Hey, it's Angelique Bates, original cast member of Nickelodeon's All That, and I'm just stopping by to say congratulations on your 100th episode to Leon and King Prime of Prime Nostalgia. Thanks for having me on the show, and here's many, many, many more blessings to many more episodes. Wishing you guys the best. Love ya!
Congratulations, 100 episodes, Prime Nostalgia Podcast. Y'all really all that...
Hey, that was super dope, man. Shout out to everybody that sent in their videos. You know, a special shout out to the podcast, first off, because they don't have to show love to us, but I love having this nostalgia community around us. Again, I know I've been busy. I ain't gonna lie. I just been busy. So if you ever need me to come on your podcast, please reach out. We'll make it happen. And I can't wait to have you guys on here. Let's just do more nostalgia podcast mashups, because I think it's so fun talking to other people that are knowledgeable about nostalgia. So that's always gets me up, man, just talking to people that know about the culture.
We are really into the nostalgia community podcast fandom. I want to shout something out, you know, because I do actually listen to it. Like I don't just be like, yeah, I'm gonna listen, and I actually listen. So I'm gonna say shout out to Juan and Sarah, Planet Weird. Hey. Podcast. Shout out to John and Adam, obviously, from Blast My Past. Shout out to Katie and Bridget from Sisters Who Seen It. Other nostalgia pod. Why is it blank in my mind right now? Shout out to
Ready to Retro,
of course, Max, Chelsea, Chris. That's a new one I just found out like yesterday. It's called like The Critics Kingdom. Who else? I got a lot of them. Ruining Our Childhood. I think that's it. Pop Capsule Podcast, Back to the Best. They sent us video, of course, Back to the Best. Yeah, it's a lot of them just, you know, sprinkled in there. And then, everything 90s as well.
So, yeah. I was going to say, and just a special shout out to all that brothers and sisters that not have only been on this podcast, but sending the videos, and also Latangela, that's Nickelodeon family. But you got Danny, Josh, Angelique. I mean, they show love in those videos. Also, Denzel Whitaker. I keep forgetting he's from All That because he's done everything else. All of them. And then you got just the people that have been on, whether it's Elisa, whether it's Katrina, you know, Keenan and Kel have both been on. Everyone that was in the All That Zoom reunion, which was everybody, Christy Knowings. Shout out to everybody, like I said, from the All That family, each and everyone. And I, you know who I keep forgetting about?
It's who?
I didn't say nobody from the damn seasons 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yeah.
Gio, Brian, Lisa, yeah. Kirkman, all of them. Everybody that's also in those seasons as well.
Shout out, Kirk.
Yeah, all the step. But yeah, you got the shirt on right now. But all of our All That step brothers and sisters, look.
But yeah. And I mean, if you want to be on the show.
Hey, there you go.
You're a podcaster, you know, somebody in the business, you know. Yeah.
If you want to be on the promote, show, definitely come on.
Yeah, just let us know.
Hey, you already know what's going down. I got a special event coming out. And if you're in the city of LA, come see Lee Boy live hosting and opening up for your guy Slink Johnson. We're going to have four or five other comedians there that's going to be tearing it down. In fact, by the time you see this, it'll probably already yet. I mean, it's coming out. Yeah, it's about to happen. So right now.
This comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, go on LeeBoyTV.com right now. Go get your tickets. Come check me out downtown LA. We're on Olympic and Los Angeles Street at Club 6. It's gonna be popping. We're gonna have DJ Earthquake there, Fatima Talia, Mateen Stewart, Ruben Comedy, Charles Kelly, Slink Johnson, myself, it's Jared, all going down at Club 6, hosted by, you know, like I said, me and the whole Big Two management family. So it's gonna be a dope experience. So you guys should come experience me live, man. I could do this live. It ain't just on Zoom, all right? I'm zooming right into your neighborhood, right into your living room. I'll be wherever you at. I'll meet you.
Depend on what neighborhood you're going.
I'll come to the hood, cuz.
All right.
I'm ready.
Anyway. You gonna tell them when to find you?
On LeeBoyTV.com, at LeeBoyTV on all socials. Or you can just find me at Disneyland, because I'll be up there too.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram at KVNG Prime Time. Follow the Prime Nostalgia Podcast at Prime Nostalgia Pod on Instagram, P Nostalgia Pod on Twitter. And thank you for 100 episodes. I was going to bring cake and balloons and all that, but I was like, nah, you know, we got to keep it grinding. We got to act like Ice Cube in that movie. I like you've been here before. Hope you enjoyed the 100th episode of the Clip Show. If you want to further give us congratulations, because we like that, you can, you know, tag us in your Instagram videos or whatever.
Twitter.
I'll be listening, so if y'all mention me on your podcast, I know. I will know. Absolutely. So, yeah. Prime time is all the time.
Hey.
And we out.
Prime Nostalgia.